we've discussed the battle of the budget, but getting less attention is the battle about the federal government's ability to increase its debt limit, a big issue. And there are reports that that battle might just have an impact on the Thrift Savings Plan G Fund, the super safe G Fund that never has a bad day, the most popular fund, G Fund. Here to make sense of it all, Tom Trabucco. He's Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Tom, nice to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Chris. Good to be with you, as always.
So explain, is there a link here between the G Fund and the increase in the debt ceiling?
There is, but let me back off a little bit first. To give a little bit of background to your listeners here. Congress did a wonderful thing when it created us because it insulated us from the politics of the budget, the politics of appropriations, and the politics of the debt limit. Now, in terms of the budget, everybody's familiar with that. It's what kicks off the big year here in Washington.
Yep.
President makes his proposal. It goes up. There's a budget resolution in the Congress. Gets through both those houses. Then they have a plan. Through all that process, whether it be the president putting together his budget or the House or the Senate putting together their budgets, there are back and forths on how much do we budget for this program or that. We're not subject to any of that back and forth. We're not subject to what's called passback with the Office of Management and Budget.
Right.
The board members create a budget here based solely in the interests of the participants and beneficiaries. It's their money that's being spent to support our activities, and it is included in the president's budget, but it's not subject to altering by Congress or the president. Secondly, we do not receive appropriations from the Congress. We are a non-appropriated fund instrumentality, essentially. We run based on the costs are borne by the participants who participate in the plan after the forfeitures are collected from those who don't stay on board long enough to qualify for vesting on their agency automatic contributions and some other sources of forfeitures as well. Finally, the debt limit. This is kind of like the great granddaddy of them all. This is where Congress runs up in its spending against its own limit that it put in place the last time it dealt with this issue. It puts a limit on its borrowing. Save
right.
me from myself, basically, so that we don't spend more than we have. In cases like that, securities, debt securities, cannot be issued to the G Fund. Remember, that's what the G Fund is. It's government securities. It's debt securities where investors give their money to the government. The government uses it for its purposes, and the G Fund holds the securities that are the assets that are used to repay G Fund investors with interest. If the Treasury cannot issue new securities, you couldn't invest in the G Fund because Treasury is not issuing any G Fund securities. This came up first in 1987. The Thrift Board was about 2 months old. I was here. When this issue came to the fore, only the G Fund was available. There were no other investment funds available in 1987. We told Congress, we've got a big problem here. We're getting ready to start investments, and there's a debt ceiling limit facing us, and the Treasury will not be able to issue securities. So what Congress did in 13 days, I might add, is enact legislation that said in cases where new G Fund securities cannot be issued, the G Fund will be made whole as if they had been issued throughout that entire period as soon as the debt limit hiatus is over. It's called technically a debt limit suspension period. So after that debt limit suspension period is over, the G Fund is made whole. As I recall, over the last 24 years, it's happened close to 20 to 25 times. And the G Fund has been made whole each time. We continue to perform our activities over here. Because we have got this permanent law that says you'll be made whole, we just go forward every day, take whatever comes in for investments, call the Treasury, say this is what we want to invest in the G Fund. We keep records, they keep records, and then after the debt limit suspension period is over and the politicians have completed their work,
yeah.
You know, quote, politics,
right.
It's what they do, then we're able to square everything up again.
And how long does this period usually last? And it sounds like TSP, the members, the folks who actually, your investors, they don't really notice anything?
That's right. Well, they notice what they read in the papers, and some of that gets them very excited, because in a political showdown like this, people make claims, and they're protected because it's free political speech in making those claims. And so there are a lot of rumors and a lot of things that are being said out there that might cause people to become anxious. There is no need to be anxious, however, in this situation with the permanent law protecting investors, guaranteeing that they will get the earnings to which they are entitled.
And so folks, essentially, unless somebody changes that law, really, they're pretty safe. The G Fund is a super safe fund, and it's going to remain the super safe fund.
That's right. It's government debt issued backed by the full faith and credit of the government of the United States of America.
And we should mention that this impacts the other funds, because there are G funds in the other funds as well, particularly the L funds, right?
That's right. But remember, it's well, again, the same thing applies to the extent that in your L fund, a slice of it or a chunk of it
right.
is a G fund, you're protected there as well.
Essentially, there's nothing, people shouldn't be moving their funds out of the G fund for some reason, at least because of this reason.
For that reason. That's exactly right. And that's what we try to get out there to explain, that the G fund is indeed safe. And it would really be unfortunate if people were so concerned with safety that they moved out of the safe fund.
Right.
That would really be a travesty.
Walk us through, because you sent us a Congressional Research Service report back from 2002 and also a GAO report from August 1996. What's in here that people should pay attention to?
What is in the CRS report is an analysis of this law and how it works to guarantee that people are held harmless. This is a revised version of the CRS report. There were a couple of earlier versions. This is the latest one that's out there. Government Accountability Office report was from 1996. That was our longest
back when this report
period.
Was written, it was the General Accounting Office.
Oh,
so
okay, very good.
You had it right, actually.
I did. Okay. I even stopped clocks, get it right once every 12 hours. But anyway, it goes through the process and an audit, which demonstrates that everybody did what they should have done, the Treasury, the board, and everybody else involved during the 1995-96 hiatus, which was our longest. It went on for about a total of 2 months. There were two separate debt limit suspension periods. Everyone was made whole. The funds were made whole, and no harm, no foul.
And if this is something that's disconcerting to folks, particularly in the Congressional Research Service report, it has the U.S. law, the everything. You can go and just Google that and find it yourself and read the exact language for yourself. Why would anyone not trust you, Tom? But some people like to see it in black and white, so you can find all those things right there. And we have the CRS report linked up on our website, DoraBeckInsider.com. But the long and short of this is, you're probably going to hear something about this over the next couple weeks as this issue gets more up in front of attention, but you don't need to worry.
That's right, and there'll be more attention to it as we approach April 15th, which I understand is now when the government expects to run out of borrowing authority, somewhere between April 15th and April 30th. So we will be putting information up on the website as that time approaches if the issue is not resolved.
Tom Trabucco, he's Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. You can find a link to that GAO debt ceiling report and to the Congressional Research Service report, all of it, plus this conversation. It's right there on our website, DoraBeckInsider.com. Tom, thanks so much for being here, as always.
Thank you, Chris.